It's time to step inside the Iktagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? No, we're not in the home base, the fake brick wall with all my little stickers. We are in the laboratory. We're with the Law MMA laboratory, and I'm speaking with one of their scientists, Justin Montalvo, who's fighting at Bellator 272, December 3rd, Mohegan Sun, Sergio Pettis, Hiraguchi, I don't remember his first name, but it's going to be an epic card. So happy for Justin. He's been on a killer roll, literally. He's finishing all of his pro fights, 3-for-3. I didn't keep my promise at his last fight, October 16th, Flex Fight Series Volume 6. I did not yell body snatcher. His hands did the talking. Justin, how you feeling? You're on fire. Your fight, as I said, October 16th. You got one December 3rd. Kind of a quick turnaround. You look fantastic. I'm surprised you're not doing this without your shirt on. I appreciate the time, though.
Should I take it off?
That would be interesting. That would be the first one. But
nah, I got to rep the shirt, man.
Yes, sir.
Get your merch at my dad's page, NYPD13397, at Instagram.
And his dad, can I drop his name?
Yes.
Nestor is the dad of the year, dad of the decade. He is the man. I tried to get him on. He gave an even samurai answer. He said, no, my son gets the attention. I go, damn it, Nestor. You got to be that cool.
Always with the cool answers.
Is that,
he knows best.
Does that feel good growing up with that guy who's like just the shadow of protection almost?
Yeah, man. My dad is everything to me. That dude, I'm so lucky that I still have my dad. You know, a lot of people aren't lucky enough to have their dads, and for everybody out there that doesn't have their dad, I pray for you. And but I got mine. We're taking over. Let's get it
for real. And he is a part of the training as well, right? How long has he coached you, and what exactly is he a mental coach? Does he help you with your boxing? Does he help you with, I don't know, a keto like Steven Seagal? Does he wear leather jackets? Give us some insight about Nestor.
Yeah, I mean, he's been my mental coach for since I ever started this journey. And at first I was a bad listener as a kid. I wasn't listening. I thought I could do it myself, but God sent me my pops, and he sent me this instruction, and it's been working ever since. I've been listening, and I've been taking souls. So I'm going to keep listening to you, pops. I love you. I love the fight game. I love my coach, everybody that's there for me. And we're here to take over Puerto Rico. Let's do it.
Now, you said, I don't know, everybody that was there for you, there was a lot of people there for you,
yep.
Whether it was your team or whether it was just, it was a pretty big crowd. Flex Fight Series Volume 6 in St. James, the sports arena. Pretty amazing atmosphere. Obviously, you set the tone with your beautiful 50 Cent Many Men walkout. I was playing some EDM vibes driving over here. And then I switched it to Many Men to kind of put myself in your mindset.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot good that album is. Man,
I like
how
that.
Was that experience? Just the walkout with the fireworks. I was hoping your hair doesn't catch on fire. And then getting in there. It seems like there was a little delay getting in the cage. I don't know if that – it obviously didn't hurt. But just take us through that night and that experience, man. It was beautiful body work.
Yeah, man. Anytime before I walk out, it's a storm, but my team, they understand me, and they know what it takes to get me ready. They know what I have to put myself through. So that's it, man. As long as I got people who love me, I got my pops, I got Ray, and I got Steve in my corner, a new addition. But we're going to come through and take Mohegan Sun by storm.
100%. December 3rd, Bellator 272. Justin Montalvo is going to go 4-0. Hopefully, man.
Let's go for another knockout, baby.
Are you nervous if it goes to the third round? You're like, holy shit, and I haven't been here in a minute?
Nah, I can go. I'm excited to do a 5-round fight, but I trained so hard that I'm just being blessed with these outcomes. But wherever it goes, I'm ready. I'm not going to say it's going to go one way, but I'm going to say it's going to go knockout because that's what I've been training for. But you know, I'm never overconfident. I'm always, you know, take everybody seriously. But I know how bad I want this, and I know how hard I train for this. I put everything I have into this, and that's why you guys have been seeing what you've been seeing, the finishes, the knockouts. And I'm going to keep training hard so I can keep getting these knockouts. And hopefully we go 4-0, four knockouts. And if I stay in Bellator, or if Bellator signs me, or if UFC wants to call me, I'm kind of a free agent right now. So let's keep those knockouts coming, and people will be knocking on the door for sure.
Nice. Very poetic right there. Young 50 would have been proud of you. Now, to make a baseball reference, people say when somebody's in a slump, maybe they try hard, or when they're feeling good, they don't even think about it, and they're hitting home runs. Are you in there headhunting or body hunting, like looking for the finish, or do you just go with the flow, essentially?
Yeah, I just go with the flow. I just try to find my flow. I put the pressure on, and my style just speaks for itself. I don't try to do anything. I just go in there, and I just let me take over, and so far, it's been going great, and that's what we're going to keep doing. I'm training harder than ever, and let's get it.
Now, the takeover, man, 100%, I want to stick with that. I heard on the Call Meow podcast with Aaron Weinbaum and, of course, Mr. Al Yaquinta. I found out it's Yaquinta, not Ayaquinta or La Quinta.
Ayaquinta.
You were on the podcast explaining that you're very modest, and you are. You're very humble. You speak from the heart. You speak your truth. But when it was your time to just kind of crank the music up to 10, that maybe there was a sense of negativity in the locker room, and you kind of just like, you watch The Matrix at all?
A little bit.
Like, you can see through people. Like, you're just seeing code. You're not seeing people anymore. Like, you're in the video game.
Yeah.
And you said, like, you felt the negative thing, and you were like, stop. Like, and you're very modest, calm spoken, but, like, kind of, you wanted to stay in your zone and not let anybody affect it. I'm going to get deep on you here with this.
Okay.
Pause. I believe some people, when they're in a negative slump, depressive of their life, they're more vulnerable to be opened up to demons.
Mm.
And sometimes they'll be people you know.
Yep.
And I just feel like they're being controlled by some force that they don't want in there, but they're allowing to open up. I believe that when I hear you're speaking about shutting down any negativity, that you're a ray of light, and you're just, your pureness shined on that night. I don't know. It spoke to me. I don't even know how to translate it, but can you elaborate, like, what you're feeling in that moment? Why are you quiet during Monday to Friday, but Saturday, you're the king of the mountain?
Yeah. It's all just a build-up, man. I just trained so hard, and I've always wanted this so bad, and as an amateur, I've been through a lot of ups and downs, and I've really found myself in the fight game, and this is where I want to stay. I don't want to lose myself. I found myself. I'm keeping myself here, and I got my dad keeping me here, and he knows what I have to do, and he knows what I have to do to get ready. If I feel sort of any energy, like what you were saying, I just take all energy, and I try to make something good out of it. So whatever comes my way, it's I'm going to turn it to positive energy, and that's it. I just try to keep my loved ones around me and my good friends around me and just keep the good times rolling.
Amazing, man. And again, December 3rd, Bellator 272, the good times will be rolling. How many hooligans are going to show up from the island for
man.
You?
Oh, man. Hopefully all my West Hempstead boys, my fellow Puerto Ricans, my girlfriend will be there. I wish my grandma could be there. I love you, grandma. Rest in peace. Mi abuela, I love you. Mwah. And everybody, man, hopefully I make some new fans. You know, they hear about me fighting in Bellator, getting some new fans, and hopefully my stock begins to rise and more people will be buying my shirts.
You seem like you could be fighting in front of 20 people or 20,000, and you're going to be in your zone. Have you ever envisioned big arenas, maybe in Japan or Ireland or, I don't know, Nassau Coliseum?
Yeah, that's always a dream, man. Wherever I could fight, the bigger the stadium, the better it would be. I think the more people that are there, the bigger the crowd, the more people, I honestly think that it's going to benefit me even more, because you've guys seen that crazy energy I have, and that was with only maybe, I don't know, 200 people in the crowd, right? How many people were at Flex?
Come on.
300,
it could have been 1,000.
500, 1,000?
Maybe.
Okay. But I'm just saying, if there's more like UFC level or even Bellator main event level, it's going to I'm going to freaking go nuts. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to go nuts in a really positive, great way. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, good save, good save, because I was going to ask, man, you unleashed, like, a scary freaking the lion at the mountain, man. Like, you slayed the dragon, and no offense to your opponent. He was seemed like a goodwill gentleman and a man and very respectful in the post-fight. I don't know if there's been any scuffles post-fights, but he was very respectful. Dude, that roar you let out, I seen the picture. I don't know if there's video anywhere. Where the hell did that come from? Is that a normal thing for you?
Yeah, man. That's just how bad I want it.
It was beautiful.
I want it so bad, man. I would literally die for this sport. I put everything into this sport. So, you know, everyone has their doubts before a fight and everyone, blah, 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 all that stuff.
George St. Pierre says it.
Yeah. And that's what makes you better. You can't be overconfident. You have to have that perfect level. And so once I finish that guy, I'm like, wow. I in my head, I'm just like, I keep doing it. I keep doing what me and my dad, you know, envisioned. And we talked about it all the time. He wanted to keep getting these knockouts. Dana White will notice you, he tells me. Keep getting these knockouts. You know, just keep knocking on that door. If you keep getting these knockouts, they will not how do I say it, deny you. So I want to be undeniable and keep getting these knockouts. So if I get another knockout like that, I will be screaming my head off even more. I don't even know if that's possible.
And the last time we spoke, man, you said Dana White Contender Series, late filling. You said basically you don't give a fuck about how, you just want to be on the show with the UFC. Is that still how it is? Are you working, walking around with fur coats and cigars? Like, have you changed since that beautiful knockout in October?
No, man. Now I just got to somehow do more and more and just keep becoming more and better. So there's going to be more people watching. So I want to be more amazing. I want people to notice me, the UFC, Bellator president, any big guys to notice me and be like, wow, we need this guy in our show. So that's what I'm aiming to do. I want to be a spectacle for these guys. So they're going to be like, damn, we got to keep this guy. He's amazing. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to be amazing.
And I think the community could use you as well. Your skills, obviously, Instagram, social media, that'd be awesome. But to give back to the community, I know I asked you if you wanted to do an interview possibly at West Hempstead. You said, no, I was bullied there. My dad had to beat up the bully.
No.
I'm just kidding. You said that you're going to Bellator early. Like, you're staying all week in a hotel?
Yeah, because they have the quarantine rule.
Oh,
I didn't even think about that. You have to quarantine for a week, and you have to get tested every day, and they have a bunch of set guidelines and rules. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. But
video games?
Well, no, I don't think I'm going to be able to bring my Xbox. I don't know how to do all that stuff. Maybe I'll ask Steve. Maybe he'll know how to do that. I don't know.
If you get bored, don't call me. But it's going to be an awesome experience. This is the biggest show you fought on?
Yeah. I was supposed to fight for Bellator once before, but then the guy didn't miss weight. The guy missed weight, so then I fought for Flex. And then Bellator called me back, and now we are here.
I'm a big believer in, for some reason, if you want something so bad, you know the Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake song, Holy Grail?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the basis is about anything you want. Like, you're willing to just get stabbed and keep coming back for it. Like, that's how bad you want it.
Yep.
I've been burned in my career. You're on fire with yours. If you were to get knocked off track for a second, do you have the confidence that doesn't matter? One loss, two loss. Hopefully nothing happens. You retire like Khabib, 29-0. Have you ever visualized? Because Hicks and Gracie on the podcast with Joe Rogan, he said, I've visualized the worst losses in front of my family. Mm-hmm. And that's deep shit. You said you don't like the negative energy. Have you ever kind of like, to steal from 300, look danger in the face?
Yeah, of course. You always have to think about those things happening. Like, you can't always just always be positive, like, because, you know, overconfidence, stuff like that. But I've had an extensive amateur career. I believe that I took all my bumps and my losses as an amateur, as I'm supposed to. And I said, you know what, I'm starting a clean slate. I'm going professional, and I will not lose. And like you said, if anything happens, if God forbid, blah, 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 I will still be here. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to just get right back in the gym. After every fight, I'm right back in the gym on Monday. So no matter what happens, yeah, I'm always training. And now I used to have a thing where I kind of had trouble taking short notice fights. You know, it's not easy. You always got to keep your weight on. You got to stay mentally ready. And my dad told me, you got to be ready for these short notice fights. You have to stay ready. Stop eating crap and get on your diet. Stay ready. Always train. I mean, I always trained, but my diet used to be crap. Now I fixed up my diet, and Bellator called me like a month ago for 2 weeks notice. It got scratched, and they hit me up again for like 2 weeks notice, and I'm ready. I told them I'm ready. Let's go. So I'm always ready. So any promotions anywhere, I'm always ready, always training.
Physically, peak shape, looking phenomenal. Again, December 3rd, Bellator 272 is going to be fireworks or bodyworks. The body snatcher is going to be in Mohegan Sun. He's going to be the darkest thing in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
Physically, on point. Do you worry mentally when it comes to, like, scratch that. You're not worried. You're on point. What I want to say is, dude, you are on a wave right now, the next generation. I believe people maybe asserted themselves in the sport a little too fast because of McGregor. I think you stacked your chips properly, doing the long Amis career and now jumping into the pros. I saw a guy that was on Hawani's. I think he had like 24 amateur fights, like kind of like a Lomachenko. I mean,
ooh, we got him beat still. Like, 32.
32 Amis?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Nice shit.
Boxing, like, kickboxing, MMA combined.
Have you seen that? Maybe some guys are rushing too fast? Like instead of just...
It depends. You know, I think you can kind of get away with rushing. I don't want to call it rushing, but guys that start a little later in their career, I think you can get away with it if you're very like athletic, you have natural talent. I think you can get away with it. But me, I wasn't like that. I was a hard gainer. Ray Longo will tell you himself. I had to gain everything. That's what it means. I was chubby when I first started. I had not one pack. I didn't have a six pack. Fat pack. And I was fat. I was in high school, like you said. I was getting a little bullied verbally. But yeah, I wanted to lose weight. I was like, I need to get some girls. I got no girls. I got acne. I'm fat. I need to change this. Went to the gym when I was 14. And I was training kickboxing, everything. And I racked up some, like, 8 kickboxing fights with Ray Longo. And then I went to boxing, and I fought in the Golden Gloves. And then I came to amateur MMA. It was like 4-2. And then I said, I'm like, Ray, I want to go pro. He said, all right, one more fight. And if you finish this guy, you go pro. And that's where it all started, the finishes. I got that guy. I finished him with a rear naked choke in the third round. And then that's where the violence started.
Awesome. And that says a blue belt, right?
Yeah, I was a blue belt, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Nah, you're purple belt.
Yeah.
You'll take a finish anyway, right? If a leg, arm bar, shoulder presents it, you're jumping on it?
Yes, sir.
Like, no ego? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, people like the knockouts.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor swallowed his ego in a second to go for that guillotine.
I mean, if it falls in my lap, I'm going to take it. But if I can keep with the knockouts, I will. But if a guy tries to take me down and he falls into a guillotine... And so be it. I'll take a guillotine. I'll take an arm bar or a kimura.
Now, last thing.
Yep.
You ever see yourself being a coach? Or do you just like being the quarterback?
No, it's funny you say that because I've been planning that too. After my career, whenever it's over, I want to be a coach. Yeah. I want to get my own gym or wherever I have to start. I don't know. I got to talk to Ray Longo more and see how he started his career. But... I'm going to worry about that after this is all done. Yeah,
because there's going to be the Joe Smiths who come to you and be like, yo, I'll get you next month. No, I'm good for it, Justin. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
No, but I'm going to be that trainer. I'm going to be a good trainer. I don't want to be some mass productive trainer. I want to be the guy that's like, I want to have like a student, let's say. He's like, come on, coach. Like, I really want to learn. I want to learn.
Like a Dwayne Ludwig.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, no, at first. And then I'm going to see how hungry he is, how bad he wants it. If he comes back again or if he does push-ups on the mat or hits the bag nice, then I'll say, come over here. I'll hold some pads for him. And that's how I'm going to build my stars in the future. Yeah.
Fantastic, man. We'll leave the future for the future. Yeah. The near future is December 3rd, Bellator 272. I will try my best to be there, man. It's a little far. It's the day before my baby's first birthday. We got to prepare the house.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Congrats on that.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's okay. God bless, that's a solid excuse. I'll take that.
You're like, there better be proof. I'm going to be like...
I'm going to check Instagram after that. See if it's...
Oh, shit.
If I don't see one baby post, I'm coming with boxing gloves.
Oh my God, Isaac!
I'm gonna come with two pairs and all right, throw them on. Let's go.
Be like, oh shit, this is like high school again. Well, Justin, good luck with your fight. Can't wait to see it. I'm gonna see it in some capacity, man. It's gonna be awesome. December 3rd, Mohegan Sun. Good luck to you, your family, and your team, man. I only see good things for you and prosperity.
Thank you, brother. That's awesome.
Handshake on camera. Cue. Guy, he's giving me nothing.